Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Super Tuesday has come and gone, and now Democrats move on to their next chapter. The debate on March 15th might include two or three candidates. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are the two who are shooting it out in the middle of a town at high noon. Tulsi Gabbard is stubborn in her efforts to remain viable. A word to Tulsi, you are not viable, and you will not become the Democrat nominee. Also, you will not be the vice presidential nominee. Either sign up for a re-election effort for Congress, or you are out of the process, period. The Democrats are now being presented with the choice of a fairly senile ex-senator, ex-vice president, or a lifelong socialist who is openly campaigning for a political revolution in the U.S. Many of Bernie Sanders' supporters have hinted that they could not support Biden because they believe Sanders has been shut out of the process with unfair rules and a predetermined bias by the establishment against him. None will probably vote for Trump, but many might not vote or, where possible, might vote for none of the above. Many of Biden's supporters most likely believe there is no way they could vote for a socialist such as Bernie Sanders. Some of them might vote for Sanders because they really don't want Trump for a second term, and others will stay home or possibly vote for the aforementioned none of the above. So who has the upper hand, the wind at his back, as we continue in this primary season? The answer is Joe Biden. Now, while Joe Biden appears to often forget either where he is, who is standing behind him, what the words of the Constitution really say, his supporters are apparently willing to forgive and forget. After all, they want someone who will be able to successfully challenge Donald Trump. Biden has not only been the vice president, but a U.S. senator for over 30 years. He has taken positions all over the map, which means he has switched positions more than once. However, Sanders, for better or worse, has maintained a consistent left-wing socialist philosophy, and that has attracted the imagination of younger millennials who somehow believe that they are owed whatever everyone else has worked for. In fact, the votes for Biden come from older, more seasoned voters. Sanders' support comes from younger voters. The question is, does it make any difference who wins the Democrat nomination when it comes to facing the incumbent President Donald Trump in the November election? 2020 is not a historically typical election year. Democrats have expressed hate towards Trump from before the 2016 election. They vowed to either defeat him or impeach him. They failed in the former and have been forced to pursue the latter. So this election is not only political, many considered a personal event. That means they are committed to defeat Donald Trump, whatever the cost. Donald Trump, for his part, has the Republican Party behind him. For whatever disagreements exist within the Republican Party, there seems to be an agreement that Republicans want to retain the White House and the Senate and retake the House. So what are political pundits looking at? What will either Biden or Sanders do to reach out to voters in the remaining primaries? Which one will be able to garner the support of Democrats in those states? Democrats are angry and claim they are determined, and yet neither one of their candidates seem to be capturing the imagination of independent voters. The next few months will reveal a lot about the chances of Democrats in the November election. Stay tuned. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.